Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
Well, I'm excellent.
You're
a good looking
son of a bitch. I'm good.
You're looking good yourself.
No, thanks,
man. How's life?
Not bad.
Good. I guess I saw you this weekend.
Yeah,
I saw
we did.
You yesterday, so it hasn't been that long. But it's not like I got a full update. I don't know what you were up to this weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Do anything fun?
I mean, nothing that anybody cares about, but fun for me. But I will tell you, remember when Euro's baseball stuff got stolen out of his mom's car, right?
Yep.
So I had to rebuy him all his stuff because it was stolen, which was, it's a lot of money. Like, it's for anybody who has a kid who plays any sports.
Sports equipment can be expensive.
Really? And then baseball, you got bats and gloves. And
it's like hockey, right?
Specialized gloves and cleats and turf shoes. Like, Jesus, man. And then, of course, they want more and more and more. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm happy to do it.
It had been, it's expensive, and it had been collecting for a while.
A while, yeah. Right? And then you got to go. You know, it's one of those things where you buy, you don't realize how much you've spent over the course of a couple of years. But then when you have to go rebuy it all, you're like
Jesus. Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, after we left here and we did the podcast, we were hanging out, and, you know, he needs a new baseball glove. But doesn't necessarily need a great one for different reasons, but whatever. So I'm like, you know what, man? Why don't we just head to play it again and see if they got one? If not,
play it again, still around?
Yeah,
I went there when I was a kid.
Right. I'm like, if not, we'll go buy you one online or something, right? But maybe they got one. You never know, right? Yeah. So we walk in and we're looking at gloves, and I look at one, and he looks at one.
No,
and I go, is that your glove, man?
No way.
And he goes, he takes it off the shelf and he puts it on his hand. He goes, this is my glove. And now, it's crazy to know this, but people who are baseball fans, one of them, it was an A2000, and on the side of it, it's got a brand.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the side of it, it's got, and there's a bunch of them out there, so it's would be impossible.
I just didn't know if it was
really,
the model or the brand.
It would be impossible to tell if it's yours or not, right? I mean,
unless
you'd be
like,
that's
my glove. Yeah.
Right, but it didn't. But on the side of it, it had a Major League Baseball emblem, and I remember, don't ask me why I remember, but I remember it had somehow gotten red dye on it.
Okay.
So the, you know, the white part of the MLB was all red. And I was like, man, it's got that red thing on it. That's yours. I'm like, just keep it in your hand. Let's go look and see if they have any other stuff.
No kidding.
Because we're still at that point, like...
Because I was going to ask you what you think these people do after they steal a bunch of baseball equipment. Someone who's just checking cars, is the odds that their kids need this stuff for baseball.
Right.
No, they're going to sell it somewhere.
Right. Well, and we went to play it again after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's nothing there. And yeah. We told the guy, you know, what was missing. And it just wasn't there.
Check like marketplace.
So it's like, well, you know, who knows? They could go to anywhere and sell it.
Right.
You know, or sell
right.
it online. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I would think marketplace, pawn shops,
right.
maybe.
Right. Who knows? Yeah. You know, so it was, we took a wild shot that maybe it's that plate again. It wasn't. So then we start looking through the bats, and he pulls out a bat, and he goes, this is my bat.
No way.
And I'm like, are we sure? And anyway, so the brand is a Marucci Cat 8, but it's a Kinect.
Okay.
And that means it's a two-piece.
Okay.
So we look it up. They quit making them.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right.
Also, I would guess that that there's a little bit of wear on these things, and that with a mother's love, he might recognize
he
it, too,
did.
Not
he
just
goes,
for being
I
the
put
brand.
This because the original grip got bad. I put this grip on it.
That's enough for
and
me.
And it's torn right there. Yeah. I use this bat every day of my life for
right.
a year.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right. So, but we're still like, you know, none of the other stuff is there.
Yeah.
So we're still like, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm like, you know what would prove it to us? If we could ask the guy who works here, did these come in together?
Mm-hmm.
If this item that we found all the way on this side of the store and this item we found on the other side of the store came in at the same time from the same person, then it's your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's no doubt about that. Same time.
Wow.
We stumbled across it.
Because how long ago was that stuff stolen?
The guy said that it was sold to him late August.
Okay, and so did they keep like an inventory, like a records
well,
of when stuff was...
Well, I'll be honest with you, the guy didn't seem like he wanted to talk that much, and I get it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to need to see a police report, and then,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm sure he was like, yeah. And it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He probably owned it. He's like, yeah, I don't need you guys coming in here telling me that these
you
people could be buying stolen
right.
stuff. You know what I mean?
Because like he probably heard it, but not true versions
right,
many
sure.
times.
So, you could tell that he was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know. So, I, you know, he's just, we said, hold these two things.
Well, you weren't thinking that you were going to try and ask him, like, hey, this stuff was stolen, it's ours, we want it back. You weren't going to try and do that, were you? Or were you?
No.
Were you going to try and maybe let the police know that, hey, this was sold here? So,
yeah, so, you know, it's stolen off his mom's car, but I didn't know if she
filed a report
or not. So, anyways, apparently she did.
She did?
She did. She just never paid the insurance to get the stuff back.
Okay.
So... I guess, you know, the police now take it there. But I was crazy that we would just stumble across
them. Oh, so they will look into it because there was a report.
And I think I kind of looked up what the rules are. I don't know. Like, I told the guy, I said, look,
it's got to be similar to pawn shop laws.
I said, to be honest with you, you know, the one glove we don't even really want back. Like, it's been replaced. You know what I mean? Like, and so whatever. You can keep, I don't care. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But the bat, we want it back.
Yeah.
I think maybe the law is like, if we can prove it's ours, which I don't know if we can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah.
But if you can, then I think he'll sell. I don't know that he has to, but I think he'll sell it to you back for whatever he bought it for.
Okay.
Not what the price is he's selling it for.
I never thought about that with like used clothing stores or
right.
A place like Played Against Sports where it's sports equipment. You think of it with pawn shops, or even like when we were kids, there was like CD Warehouse and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, with pawn shops, I know most states have
laws.
Some sort of similar law where you take the report. A lot of them require a photo ID. I mean,
and you
got to
send that in every night.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you have to put a lot of stuff on hold for this many days before they...
Right.
Isn't that part of it? I think they wait to sell
it. If the guy who put it in there was the guy who stole it, I have no idea, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been sold at a different place and then sold it again, right?
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
Or he could have bought it from Facebook and then
thought it was a great deal.
Right. So who knows? But I would imagine the police can go in, and once they get his name, then they can check all the pawn shops and Play It Again, because all that stuff has to be recorded.
Yeah.
And maybe we can find some of the stuff. But I thought that was an interesting story.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
We were just really going to look for a new glove.
And then
as we're looking at gloves, we're like, that's your glove, man.
From a long time ago.
Right?
And the fact
last summer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty long time to find. So it's not like you went out the next day or the next couple days, even the next week.
Right.
And said, let's go check all the pawn shop. We're talking months and months.
Right. Because we went once and then we were like, all right, well, if it was, I just didn't think, you know, if it's not there, I think we waited a few days. And if it wasn't there, then I was like, well, probably not coming. Yeah, I didn't even think about it again.
Right.
Like, it's gone.
Right. They didn't sell it here.
Right.
And if they sold it, and the odds of finding it. even if you are checking pawn shops and used sports places and Facebook, it's like, you know, I wouldn't feel all that optimistic that I'm going to find my stuff. Also, like you said, even if you do find it and in your heart you know it's yours, then how do you prove that?
Yeah, I don't know that we'll
now,
be able to.
They may
to be
ask
with
the
you.
Person. I don't know how the cops handle situations like that.
You know, Yura was like, I got a video of me playing with the bat.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't have to be that exact.
That
like,
exact
you know,
one. Right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And then do the cops play games with the person who sold it, you know, like they do with some suspects? Like, well, we know that you sold it.
Well, I'm sure they probably say, hey, this stuff was recovered.
Right.
You sold it, and we know it's stolen.
Right. But then if that person says, yeah, I bought it. Who knows how long ago? I bought it from
I'm sure there's
whatever.
Nothing they can do about it.
I feel like that's
unless
the
they said, well, where'd you buy it from?
Yeah.
I bought it from a pawn shop. They're like, good, because we can check that, too.
Right. But
it'd be hard then.
Yeah.
If you have to say, like, I bought it from a friend, they'd be like, what friend? I mean, if they could, you just have to say, I don't know what you'd have to say. You'd have to say, it was mine.
I
bought it from,
I can't imagine.
I bought it from Dick's.
Yeah.
10 years ago. And they'd be like, you know, give me the receipt. Like, I don't have the receipt.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
I feel like even if I bought it recently,
from a pawn shop or anything.
If the cops came to me, if I sold something and they said, hey, that was legitimately mine. And they said, hey, where did you get this? Because someone else thinks it's theirs. They saw it at the pawn shop. I feel like, do I have to show them a receipt for something that I purchased? Now, maybe they would say yes, because the law requires that if you sell this thing to this place, that then you have to be able to produce proof that it was yours.
But they may just say, all right, well, where'd you buy it?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, I bought it at Dick's, but I don't have a receipt. I'm sure they could be like, well, if they wanted to, I'm sure they could be like,
yeah, if
hey,
they say Walmart or something.
Who'd
yeah.
you sell this bat to?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, here.
I can't imagine also. I mean, it's certainly not where I live. Maybe
right.
in some cities they would. I cannot imagine the police, you know, launching some sort of an investigation.
No, it's
and
probably,
stolen
it probably
sports
is
equipment.
Just one phone call.
Yeah, but I'm saying they don't even, like, I've called before, like, hey, someone broke every window in my car, stole everything out of it, including my computer, my stereo, and everything
right.
else. And they're like, okay. And that's it. And then they're just like, well,
yeah, but if you
we'll
were to
it
find
down.
It later, if you were to be like, hey, all my stuff is at this pawn shop, I'm sure they'd probably be like, all right, well, let's go get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they might go in there if it's worth a certain dollar amount and check with the pawn shop. But I
and
can't
then the pawn shop would say, this
is
the guy who sold it to us. They'd call that guy. I think they do that.
Maybe.
They call that guy.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I guess I would expect some police departments to do that. I don't know about mine. It feels like they're busy. I mean, the line is sometimes busy when you call them.
They may not get right to it, but I feel like they'd call that place and get the guy's name.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think most police would.
And maybe when you sell stuff, sign some sort of piece of paper that says it's yours or whatever.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe somewhere there in the fine print, it says you have to be able to prove that this was yours if a situation should arise where, you know, the police or whatever are investigating. They think this stuff is stolen. You need to be able to show
that it was yours. I was trying to think about it, what I would do if I had stolen. You would be kind of stuck because you couldn't say you bought it used anywhere because then they'd just be like, well, if you said you bought it, I bought it on Facebook. Well, from who?
Right. But do I have to tell them? That's my thing.
Yeah, probably.
That I don't know. It would if I signed something, then yes. But it's like,
right.
I don't want to talk to you. I mean, you have a right not to talk to the police, right? You have a right not to answer any questions. So they're not going to take
you
to trial over it.
No, but
now, most people will probably talk to them, but I wouldn't be saying a word.
Right.
You're like, yeah, talk to my lawyer. And I feel like at that point, I'm like, okay, well then.
Just right.
Like, which is, you know, a good rule to live by anyway.
Right, sure.
Except for the person that, you know,
well,
may have
no,
a cop come to your door
whether,
soon.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? But just a thought, you know, doing the pawn shop and the resale shops, I mean, that's why they have those laws in place, because mm-hmm. it's pretty trackable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's pretty trackable. So they could be like, well, where'd you buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you said, you know, like, it's a one call and you're kind of stuck. So you're right. I think at that point, you'd have to be like, I'm not saying anything and
exactly.
I want an attorney.
Just don't say anything.
And they'd be like, what attorney? Right?
Right.
Like, well, now we know.
Yeah, but they're probably
right.
not going to
so
go any
who
further.
Knows?
Are they going to take me to trial over this or, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll take it further. I really don't know.
Right.
But yeah, with pawn shops, I mean, between the security cameras and everything you sign and the photocopy of your... I've seen plenty of true crime series episodes that they caught the person because they sold something at a pawn shop. Something shows up at a pawn shop that was from a murder victim or whatever, and they
Steve
find
Beamer is funny. He says, if you find your stuff before the police, you should be entitled to at least part of their paycheck.
But you could just do the OJ and just run in there with a gun and be like, give me this stuff back.
I don't,
it's my stuff.
You know.
I guess you get more trouble for that than murder. So I don't know.
I'll probably end up just buying it back.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I guess it is cheaper now.
Right.
It's used. It's got to be somewhat cheaper than when you bought it, right?
Yeah, and who knows? I guess the other thing, I'll find out what he paid for it and then what he's selling it for.
True. Yeah.
Like, man, this is a good business to get into. Or like, man, you're living on the margin.
Right.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Listen to this, Laszlo. What's the, you'll know, what's the Ocean's Calling Festival? Is that something you've heard of before?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't sound familiar to me, but it's in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah. I think I read it about it. Yeah. Okay.
That's the first place I ever saw the ocean. That was the first time I ever went to the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
In Maryland?
Yeah. That was the first time. Hmm. I don't know how that family vacation got planned, but my aunts and uncles, at least a couple of them were there. One of my brothers went with me, and, you know, it was cool. Like, they've got a boardwalk there. And
yeah,
of course, I thought at the time, like, this is the only place in America that has this. Like, they have a boardwalk with arcades, and they have boats where you can go out and go crabbing. I understood the concept of there being beaches other places.
But
I thought, why wouldn't you go to this place? Right. So I kept telling my parents when they talk about the ocean, I'm like,
Went to Florida, so I remember being going to, like, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And going on the beach and it's snowing. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's weird.
It does snow on the beach. Like, that had never even crossed my mind.
Probably not mine either.
Right.
I think I thought the ocean only exists in warm areas.
Exactly.
It's dumb, but
it's frozen out. Oh.
Right. Yeah. Even now, honestly, I'll admit it. Like, we lived in Seattle. I know that it can snow up there. But honestly, thinking about sitting along an actual beach somewhere where there's sand and seeing the snow, that doesn't really cross my mind.
It never really felt like the ocean anyway.
Well, no. And I guess you're inland a little bit. You're in a sound.
So I'm like, it's not. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Stupid lake.
But you knew that the ocean was over there.
I did, but I didn't know where it was.
Yeah, because we were seeing some of it. Like, some of it managed to squeeze into here. Yeah,
I don't know what a sound is. Could be a man-made lake, for all I know.
I mean, nobody knows, but I think it was connected to them. I think it was salty. Okay. I mean, that's the question. Like, well, is it salty? You know, the Great Lakes, are they salty? No. Okay, well, then I guess that makes them a lake.
I think.
They look like damn oceans to me. I mean, I thought for sure when I was a kid, when I saw my first Great Lake, which is whatever Great Lake is in Chicago, is that...
Michigan.
Is that Lake Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really thought, looking out at it, I was like, well, that's just an ocean. And they're like, well, yeah, it's huge. I mean, you've seen a map, idiot. I'm like, yeah, I know, but wow, it's just hard to believe that you call that a lake because we call things lakes at home that don't look like that.
Right.
And then I thought, well, there must be, like, you know, sea creatures that are freshwater creatures in these lakes. I was just convinced. By the way, this was like a few years ago.
Sea creatures?
I thought there must be giant fish that live in this thing, just
there
are, you know, sea creatures in the ocean. There must
there
be
are.
Massive things. Well, there sort of are. Yeah, I looked them up, but I was like wondering, you know, back in the old days, did people try and sail across these lakes to see what the hell was out there? And did they encounter any crazy animals like the people on the ocean did? And
I don't think they have big fish, but they have.
Yeah, I was hoping for something a little bigger or scarier. It was just like, you know. Some really big fish, basically. Some of them look like kind of scary big carp and stuff like that. But I don't know. I was thinking maybe I was expecting like a Nessie.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I just thought maybe there had, you know, been something. I also don't know if people did try and go across those things. Maybe they just went out and fished on them and like, that's good enough. Maybe they knew like there's no reason to go across it. It's a lake.
I'm sure they went across it and explored.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there could be an island in the middle of there somewhere,
sure,
and we could stick a flag in it or own it or whatever. Well, anyway, so did you see this lineup for Ocean's Calling?
No.
I don't know if it's a new thing or not. Blink-182. Have you ever been to Ocean City, Maryland?
Never. Well, no. I'm going to say no.
I think this could be a reason to return.
We took a trip up the East Coast when I was a kid, but I don't remember it.
Okay. Have you been to Baltimore?
No.
Okay. So this could be a good reason. I've always wanted to go back. Well, I guess I did sort of go back once briefly, but I didn't stay there. Anytime I see something
in a show.
You
want to go to this place or not? What the fuck are we talking? Sorry.
Whoa. Yeah, I want to go.
What are we talking about here?
It's a music festival, and we've already got two things planned that you and I are doing this year, so I figured let's just fill the calendar. We're going to see Indigo Girls together locally.
We missed it.
It's over?
Yeah.
That was your show. That was your deal.
It was that night. That's why I was talking
that
about it.
That night?
Yes.
Well, then why didn't you say it's tonight? When you said, do you want to go to Indigo Girls?
Yes, you want to go to the Indigo Girls.
We should do this together. Let's go.
That was tonight.
You didn't say tonight.
Do you want to go to the Indigo Girls? I don't make plans like weeks in advance.
I thought you saw they announced that they were coming this summer.
No, it was like last week.
Okay, well, then you need to make something up to me. And this can
how?
Be it. We're going to see the gathering, right? Because for years you've been putting that off.
Yes.
You're not getting out of that this year. You're just,
I know.
It needs to be done.
Get out of it. I'm excited about
it. I think you should be. And I think we should maybe, you know, get Violent J on the air again.
Okay.
Let him know that we are coming finally this year. Because the last time, a few years ago, he offered us a pretty, you know, cush setup, which might be nice. I kind of now had that in my mind that that's what we would be in. You know, we were going to get that special area and everything if we wanted to just get away. Not that we'll need to, but whatever. If we wanted it, it sounded
well,
nice.
Well, call him.
Okay, so we'll call
it's
him.
It's super easy to call him.
Yeah, we'll call
just
him.
Just call Psychopathic Records.
Yep, just call the office. And then, because you totally tried to trick me.
Violent J.
You totally tricked me with the Indigo Girls thing.
I did not.
Like you were planning
it. I said you want to go.
No. Well, then where was that at the end of our shift saying, hey, what time do you want to meet up tonight?
You didn't talk about it again, so
I didn't
think
know
you did.
Was that night.
I thought you knew. I'm saying I thought you knew it was that night.
I thought you were saying they had announced it. Listen to this. So it's a three-day festival. Just as someone who's put on show, you put on a lot of shows. It amazes me how many festivals get put on.
Yeah.
Because I just think, are they working? I mean, I saw the everyone seemed the Fire Fest documentary,
right, sure.
And even he was like, "I'm going to try again." I'm like, "Didn't you go to jail?
Right?
Like, how bad does it have to be for people to give up?" But people like putting on concerts. So this one's 3 days, which to me just sounds like massive. I mean, even Lollapalooza has been around for years, and I feel like there's got to be people within that organization some years that are like, "I don't want to do this year." You know what I mean? Like, it's just too much. Let's just shorten it. Let's just make it a couple hours. Let's just make it one show, right? So the first day, headliner, Blink-182, then KG Elephant, Sublime, 311, OAR.
These are all your favorite bands.
The Revivalists, The Darkness, Sugar Ray.
What?
Yeah, I know.
A Slim Fast Fest.
I know. Larkin Poe. I don't know who that is. Tonic. Wynonna Fighter and Vincent Lund. Yeah, these are like, you know, the opening bands.
Yeah, Tonic is playing. Remember that?
Oh, I know Tonic, but Philip Phillips, Wynonna Fighter, Vincent Lima, I'm not sure about those. Day two, headliner, The Killers.
Ooh, nice.
The Offspring. The Beach Boys.
The
Beach Boys. Yeah, someone has the right to that name, right? John Stamos plays drums for him.
Yeah,
he did. I don't know if he still does. Young the Giant.
Wow.
I know. The All-American Rejects, The Hives. One of the greatest bands to see live ever, The Hives. Group Love, Switchfoot, your favorite.
Oh.
The Beaches, Trevor Hall, The Samples. Okay, day three, headliner.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band, which would take us all the way back to when we first met. That big softball thing we did with Dave Matthews. Remember all that?
Yeah.
And everything was so much simpler. Well, I guess it wasn't. Times were terrible then, but...
Men are terrible now.
But, right, but it was, I guess, you know, looking back on it with rose-colored glasses, we had some fun. Dave Matthews Band, Mountjoy, Counting Crows. You do like Counting Crows, at least somewhat.
I do.
Boys to Men, because this is like the dad night. A lot of festivals do this for whatever. It's like the third night's a dad night. So, Dave Matthews, Counting Crows, Boys to Men, Bare Naked Ladies.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. Blues Traveler.
Man.
I know. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Dave Matthews, Bare Naked Ladies, Blues Traveler.
Bare Naked Ladies, Boys to Men, Counting Crows, Guster, Lisa Loeb.
Jesus.
Big Head Todd of the Monsters. And then Jade Bird and Stephen Kellogg. Let's go to Ocean City, Maryland together.
I do not want to do that.
It's an event. We'll go. You can go. You can choose 2 days. We don't have to stay for all three. We'll go to 2 days. You pick. You think I'm going to send you this lineup.
Okay.
But I want to get started on this because it's coming up like in September. I want to make sure that we got a place to stay. I want you to see Ocean City. And I want you to get the full experience. Absolutely.
It's just going to be me and you?
Yep. And I want you to hold my hand the way my dad did because I have fond memories of him holding my hand walking me down the boardwalk.
I'll kiss you in my underwear like your dad did.
Okay.
With beer on my breath.
Okay.
This is going to now.
Okay.
Let's stay all 3 days.
Okay.
The church. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Laszlo.
It's ridiculous.
You are such a hater. Just an absolute hater. And the first time I asked you about her, you seemed positive. You were like, oh, yeah, man, she's great.
She is great.
That was like off the air, and then it's like suddenly she starts.
No. Don't turn this around. She is great. She is great, and I think she had a chance. She could possibly play in the NBA. She's great. But I do. I believe she might. I believe she could be maybe a spot-up three-point shooter in the NBA. I don't know for sure.
A couple minutes a game, maybe.
But, yeah, a Steve Kerr type of player. I don't think she could drive to the hoop. I don't think there's a lot of stuff she could do in the NBA. But I think she's a wonderful, fantastic basketball player, period. But she didn't break the Division I men's record.
She broke the Division I all-time scoring record, and she broke the men's
in
record.
In women's basketball.
Right, but she broke the men's record. She already broke
the
women's
record.
She already, broke
college
it.
Basketball history.
She didn't play in the men's league.
With that switch around the world, Caitlin Clark made college basketball history again.
Clark, step back straight away. Good.
Sunday, the University of Iowa Hawkeyes phenom becoming the all-time NCAA Division I basketball scoring leader.
The all-time. I don't want that to be the reason people remember me. I hope people remember me for the way I played with a smile on my face, my competitive fire.
I just want to make sure how a professional journalist phrases this.
Becoming the all-time NCAA Division I basketball scoring leader.
All-time Division I basketball scoring leader.
Who has the most points ever? It's her.
Okay. She beat, because the men's record is lower than her record.
Right. Okay.
So she beat it.
Okay. Her
so
record
that works.
The number of points is greater than.
It is. It is. You're right.
So what were you
I think, well, I just think normal people of a normal mental capacity would understand that they're not playing the same sport.
They're not both playing basketball?
They're playing basketball.
But the basketball part of it is different. It's clearly different. It's a different sport, play with different people. Let me ask you this. If a man comes, say, next year and beats her record, are they just going to scrub her from the record books and just be like...
Well, she wouldn't be the leading scorer.
She'd be second. She wouldn't be anymore, right?
Right, second.
And so when the men do that, he'd just be the all-time leading scorer again and mm-hmm. we'd quit talking about her?
No, she'd have the...
Second.
She'd have second.
Then he'd be like, yeah, she's better than Pete. And if three or four came, then they'd list them on it too. So is that how we want to do it? And what if a woman's record in one sport is most undefeated, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then a men's sport comes and beats it in that,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that what we're going to do? If we're just going to have sports be for both sexes, and that's how we look at them, right?
We break them down by sport,
right? And so basketball's basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And baseball's baseball,
mm-hmm.
right? Then the record books go like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're going to keep records from now on. So we don't really need to keep track of the women's record or the men's record, just the record.
Well, they
is that what you want? Because if that's what you want, I'm all for it. If that's what you want,
they keep track of both.
Why?
Because they.
You guys just told me it's basketball. It's the same sport. Why keep track of both?
I'm saying they do keep track of both.
Why?
So Pistol Pete has the most points in men's
right.
basketball, right?
Yeah.
But Caitlin already had most points in women's basketball.
Right. Right.
Then she beat.
If
Pistol Pete's NCAA
right.
record. So she has the all-time points
the
leader in NCAA
right, right.
basketball.
But if she were... So, if a man
mm-hmm.
then beats Pistol Pete's
mm-hmm.
and then beats hers,
mm-hmm.
does he get both records?
What do you mean?
Does he become the all-time leading scorer?
Yes.
Of all basketball.
Of NCAA basketball. That's
yeah,
what she
period.
Just got. Yeah.
Then why, at that point, do we have a woman's record and a men's record? Just to have one record.
We can have all
both.
Of them.
We have all three.
Right.
Yeah, we have all three.
Wait, all three?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's men's, women's,
and then there's all-time.
Right. We don't need... We just... The all-time part of it then compares men...
So you think this should be all-time women's...
Get rid of men's and women's. All-time. She's the leader now, if that's what we want to do.
Enough with the sarcasm. But you're
I'm not. I'm saying get rid of both of them. If she's the all-time leading scorer, then we could just get rid of the men's and women's scores.
You just...
But we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can have all three.
You'd want it to be that
she's... But we're comparing her to Pistol Pete. We're saying she scored more points than Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, she did. And we're saying in that, then we as a society believe that women's NCAA basketball is the same as men's NCAA basketball.
Well, she didn't score more points in men's basketball. She scored,
no, she didn't, did she?
No, she scored the most points in NCAA basketball.
Well, there we go. So either let's women's just have
or
one.
Men's. Either
Pistol
women's
Pete
or men's.
Still has the men's
record.
Right, but let's just have one.
Well, then
tell her that she's got the women's record.
She already did.
Right.
And then she broke the NCAA record.
And why?
As an institution.
Because we think
the NCAA has both men's and women's basketball.
And we think that her points are just the same as his.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we think?
No. So
I'm asking you.
No, she broke the record for NCAA.
And so her points that she scored while she was playing and beat Pistol Pete's record are worth the same.
Well, that's up to you to decide.
No,
she did not beat the men's record. She beat the women's record.
She's
and
the all-time leading scorer, which means she beat his record
under the umbrella of NCAA.
Right. So if you got two schools
that are in the same school district, and one school has a record and the other school has a record, you know, you can say this school broke the school district's record, right? It has the most in this school district,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the most at this school or the most in this particular sport even.
If, let's just say then, fine, if we just say professional basketball
mm-hmm.
as a rule,
mm-hmm.
okay? If the New York Liberty this year finished with a better record than the Utah Jazz and they both win the championship, are the New York Liberty the best basketball team?
Well, I don't know. Is there are WNBA and NBA under the same umbrella? What's the name of
the
institution? Yeah.
Right.
So then whatever the name of the top institution is that they both fall under.
Pro basketball, if we just say that.
Okay, American pro basketball. Then they would be.
Then you'd say the Liberty's the best team.
Yes, they were the best team in pro basketball.
Okay.
And pro basketball.
Statistically, okay. They were the best team in pro basketball.
All right. Well, then I really don't have an argument. So, yeah, we're good.
We can have all three categories.
Yeah.
No, but I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying that's it, though. If we have all three categories and the New York Liberty have the best record in professional basketball, then they're the best professional basketball team.
Yes.
The men would be the best men's basketball team.
Yes.
We can do that. They would be obviously the best women's basketball team because they're the best basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would be overall the best professional basketball team.
Right.
Okay. Well, cool. Great.
That seems to be what they're doing here.
Yeah. I know.
I know. Yeah. I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. So,
good for
anyway,
her.
Good. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean,
she's the best scorer in basketball history. Best scorer in college basketball history.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There must be people out there that would say she is better than Pistol Pete.
But in college she was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying it now.
Right.
In college, she had more points than Pistol Pete. So she was
a better. But would they say she's a better basketball player?
Objective where points scored.
No, not in sports,
objective.
It's not. Not in sports.
Points scored is objective. That's
the
number of
points. Greatest
of
all
scored.
Time may be subjective.
Yeah.
She scored more points than Pistol Pete Maravich.
That a team can win or
better
lose.
To right. me, at least. That doesn't mean better.
I don't know how.
But to say if they match up one on one,
I don't know how
better.
You would do it. We're talking about LeBron right now being the best. We're actually talking about it on Nick's show because he's closing in on 40,000 points. He's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. 40,000 points. We talk about Brady being the best because
the best.
He's got.
Right?
Right. Best is arguable.
That's what
we also say. But we also say. Right. But we also saying Brady's the best because of seven. World championships. She scored the
Some
most
people.
Points in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. But if you say, is she a better college basketball player than Pistol Pete was a college basketball player, wouldn't for
she
sports
is.
Mean that if they played basketball against each other, who would win? I mean, that's how it would work for tennis or something,
I don't know about that.
That's what I'm
transitive
saying.
Property that
but
he
that,
would beat her or he wouldn't beat her.
In
but
certain
she's
sports,
the,
at least.
She's the best college basketball player of all time. She scored the most points.
Best,
she literally scored
subjective.
The most points.
Best is subjective to me.
Oh, well, okay, so it's subjective. She top two college basketball players of all time? Top three? Top five?
Know.
Top 10? Top 20?
I don't know. But
she scored the most goddamn points, so she's not the top 100. She's not the top 15,000.
I don't know.
When we argue about what's best, we argue about maybe one, two, three people.
What are your parameters for best?
One, two, three. We don't argue 10 down. Nobody's saying Ben Roethlisberger's the GOAT.
Maybe his mother. Yeah, nobody.
Right? So even if you want to say, so she's top five. I'll even give you the argument. She's a top five college basketball player of all time.
I think
it's her, Pistol Pete, Kareem. And then, you know, we can figure out the rest.
If your parameters are the best.
I think she's the best female college basketball player of all time.
Well, that's an interesting take. I would agree with that, too.
Yeah.
I would, too. But as far as best college basketball player, someone who scored the most points would be in the GOAT discussion.
Yeah.
Right? And so you wouldn't say the person who scored the most points is clearly the 100th best player.
Right.
That would just
be
ludicrous.
We'll never know. We can't know how that women's team in 97
right.
would have matched up against the 2004 men's team.
Babe Ruth and Mike Trout, of course. Who knows, really? But they're in the discussion.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Caitlin Clark is in the discussion of greatest basketball player in NCAA history. Top five. Easy. Right? I mean, with the most points.
I'd say she's the best female player.
She is. Yeah. But with most points, she would be top five all time.
Women's player?
Why do you keep doing that?
I'm saying I'm confident she's a good women's
player. We can eat gum and walk, and we can have all three, but we know that under the umbrella of NCAA Division I basketball, she's the all-time leading scorer.
Yeah,
she is, which makes her at least top 20. I mean, if we're really going to be like, well, somebody was better because they had more rebounds, like, I don't know that we ever do that in any other argument.
Yeah, I guess it's impossible to know because you
can't
say...
Moses Malone is the best player because he had rebounds.
Right.
Charles Barkley is the best. Like, we know who it is. We know the top three, four, five. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't say, you'll never be able to know.
LeBron is the best. So LeBron would be the best.
Well, we don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That part is subjective.
He's got the most points, right?
Yes, but we can argue. See, you keep skipping that part.
What?
We can argue the top three.
GOAT.
The argument of Kareem.
Uh-huh.
Jordan. LeBron.
Kobe. LeBron, we can have that argument, but we don't get down to Isaiah Thomas as the best, even though he was great. We don't get down to that. When you have scored the most points in Division I NCAA basketball, you are now in that top five discussion.
You should be in the discussion.
So I'm saying I'm giving it even to you. I don't really want to have the argument. I didn't really see Pistol Pete play. My sister used to talk about him. She liked him. Died of a heart attack, I think. Went to Louisiana.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And by the way, he only played 3 years of college. But you know what? That doesn't matter because it was his choice to leave. But
has she been? She's how long has she played? Oh, I thought she's only played three. Okay.
But even so, I'm saying she's a top five player in the in NCAA history. Top 10
player. She's in the discussion is what you're saying.
Top 10 player in college. So we can all agree that of all the players who have gone through college basketball, Caitlin Clark is a top 10 player in history.
I guess so. I mean, you brought me there.
Right? You would say that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
She's got her own cereal and everything.
Top 10 player in college basketball history.
Wow, that's crazy. Good for
crazy.
Her.
I mean, we get to watch it.
Yeah, we're watching it. Well, that's what I kept telling you. We get to watch it. That's what I've been trying to argue. We're watching greatness.
She's a top 10 player in college basketball history. Like, I mean, when you start talking about that, I mean, you're talking about she's in the names of Kareem, Larry, Mike, right? I mean, LeBron and Kobe didn't go, so their fault. Pistol Pete. Right? I mean, we're talking, you know,
The greats.
I mean, better than Grant Hill. I mean, Grant Hill's probably not in that. Chris Webber.
Magic Johnson.
Right. We're talking, I mean, better than four, at least better than four out of the five Fab Five.
Yeah, she'd get picked second probably on the team.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's better than Juwan Howard for
sure.
Right,
right.
That's crazy, man, that we get to watch this.
Good for her.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll, baby.
Well, let's see. We already talked about Caitlin Clark. We can talk about Donald Trump. He's...
both of them top five basketball players of all time?
Possibly.
Oh,
I don't
know. Trump was a baseball player.
Is that
remember
what
he talked about it? Yeah, he was good.
Didn't he do fencing?
He talked about how he was a good baseball player.
Why do I see him in a fencing outfit? Maybe I'm just thinking of him in his military school uniform. Isn't there a picture of him in black and white where he's in a military school? You know, he went to a military school, right?
Me?
Trump.
Oh, I don't know.
I think
went
he went to
Penn, didn't he?
I thought so.
Oh.
He went to Penn.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking he went to, I don't know. I see him in some sort of uniform in a black and white picture. Anyhow, he is the likely candidate for the GOP, and he's leading Joe Biden in a poll. Now, the majority of Americans think that Joe Biden is too old to be president, and Trump is quick to point out that he thinks Biden is not mentally well enough to be president. He's been going after him. I think you consider this irony, though, as he's going after Biden for not being mentally fit and for having so many slip-ups, Trump made a slip-up and confused Obama and Biden, which is something he does sometimes, talking about nuclear weapons. Anyway, he's doing
well. Did
you say
that because he said it wrong?
He really liked to say it.
I don't know how to say it.
To him say it.
I know,
and Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word today. You heard that, nuclear. He's starting to talk nuclear weapons today.
As a new poll shows Mr. Trump leading the president 48-43 among registered voters nationwide. Nearly three quarters of that same pool of voters say President Biden at 81 is now too old to be an effective president, while 42% say the same of Mr. Trump, who's 77.
We can do better than two 80-year-old candidates.
Overnight, Trump rival Nikki Haley claimed her first primary victory in the District of Columbia, becoming the first woman in history to win any GOP primary contest.
How about that? The first woman ever to win a GOP primary contest of any type. That kind of surprised me a little bit. I was thinking back and I was like, well, I guess Hillary might have been the first Democrat to win a primary contest for, I don't know. Or was there someone?
I feel like Carol Moseley Braun did.
Did she win a state?
I don't think she won a state.
Because you got to win some contest, right? You'd have to
win one. I would have thought Geraldine Ferraro, maybe?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, just look that up, Snowcone, and see. Because when they first said it, I was like, wait, no way. And then I was like, oh, no, okay, I guess that makes sense. But tomorrow's the big day. Isn't tomorrow Super Tuesday?
Hillary Clinton was the first woman to win a major party's presidential primary. That's the whole primary thing.
To win the entire thing.
Oh, no. This was New Hampshire.
Okay.
On January 8th.
Okay, to win a primary contest, she was the first
woman. Yeah.
So there you go. They're not separated by that much, although Hillary won quite a few more contests so far than Nikki has won. But I think, is tomorrow Super Tuesday? I think tomorrow is Super Tuesday. So that'll be the day. That'll be the day that, you know, Nikki Haley said she's staying in until Super Tuesday.
I mean, it really is just a different thing in the world of politics that we're at Super Tuesday. There's been no debates.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they did.
I mean, not
debates.
With the leader. You know what I mean?
Oh, with the leader, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just pretty shocking.
Together. Yeah. It's all been bizarro world really since 2015.
You know, I guess in some ways that's good because it hasn't felt like political season.
It's weird when people talk to me.
And I don't
about
know that. If I feel like, I don't know, does Trump really need to debate? And I mean not only does he need to debate, but for voters. Like, we know who he is. We know what he stands for. We've heard him talk a million times. Like, you know, like, what's he got to debate about?
Here's what I think.
You know what I'm going to do.
He already did it. He already won the primary before, and people liked it, and they talked about his wiener size and all that
stuff. Does the age thing bother you for these two guys?
I mean, you know, I don't. It's weird that everyone, the average age of Congress is so old. You know, people complain about a lot of things that you think, well, but we're electing people that are so old. I don't want to be an ageist and say that you can't do it. I think obviously Biden shows a lot more signs of his age than Trump does. Trump seems to be much more high energy and much more able to just be Trump. Right. Biden, it looks like a completely different person than he
did. It's like we can't just make observations with our eyes and ears. You're not allowed to say what
you
see.
For each person, right? I think it's unique to each person. So Trump's age, if I was a Trump supporter, I don't think Trump's age would bother me because he seems to be the same Trump that he was 5 years ago.
Yeah, he does.
But, whereas Biden doesn't.
It does not.
So, and that's why you see the disparity in that poll. I mean, there's like 75% of voters said Biden's too old, but only 40% or 42% said Trump's too old. And they're not, you know, what, there's a 3-year age difference? Mm-hmm. So they're saying that based on what they're seeing.
Right.
I think if Biden were acting like
because the age thing doesn't bother
Bernie.
But as opposed to saying, like, I don't know, like, you know, well, here's why he would be a good president. You just say, like, you're not allowed to say he's too old. Like, you can't have that observation. Like, you're an ageist. They disqualify
your
criticism.
Well, but if you say that
criticism.
He's too... I think I disqualify the criticism, too, just to be fair, because you could say You have to say he's too old, and it looks like he's losing his mental faculty. And that's not just he's too old. But you have to give me another reason besides. Well, he's too old, and because of his age, these are the things. Like you said, Trump or Pete Carroll, 77. He's not. That guy wouldn't be too old, right?
I totally agree. It's not just because he's reached this age.
Right. Like, I don't want him to say, I don't want people to say he's 81, you're too old.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I want you to be able to say, hey, you're too old, and I'm saying you're too old because of your mental faculties, or your beliefs are stuck in the Stone Age and we're not there. Whatever it is, you refuse to use email, whatever. There could be a million things that have to go with your age. But, you know, if you are 80 years old and you're working out six times a week and you're fine, well, then I don't care.
You just seem fine to me. I just saw Bernie do whichever congressional testimony he was doing, and he looked and sounded exactly the same to me. Right. I'm sure if I went back and looked at 2016, I might see a difference. But watching him in that thing, I was like, he seems like the same guy. I don't know. Whereas Biden doesn't. So I think, yeah, you could say these things. I am worried about this person or don't like this person because of this thing, which happens to probably be a result of their age.
Exactly.
But it's that thing. And were you about to say, Snow Cone, that Nikki Haley said she's moved the goalpost again? She didn't say she would leave after Super
Tuesday?
Well, no,
because at first it was she was never going to drop out. Like, she's in this for the long haul. Then it changed to Super Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All I ever heard was we're staying until
Super
Tuesday.
We're staying until the end.
Well, because if she doesn't win any, I mean, if she doesn't win any states.
No, I get it.
I'm just saying she won't have any money.
Yeah.
Whatever that money was, it's already started to dry up.
Koch brothers backed out.
They pulled out, and now she's probably got enough to get through this. But if she doesn't win any states, everybody else is gone.
Is it still the Koch brothers? Since didn't one of them die?
I think that's the name of the company, though.
I think it's Koch Industries.
I thought it was Koch Industries. But we still say everyone says Koch brothers. Yeah. But are there actually three of them? Or was it just the two? Because part of me is like, you know, there might have been a third one.
Charles that died?
It's like the Mannings, you know? It's like, obviously, you know, the two. And then you forget, oh, yeah, then there's the other one. Is it the same with the
Charles and David, commonly referred to as the Koch brothers, were only ones of Fred Koch's four sons still with Koch Industries.
Okay, but they're the ones. So there's just those two.
They're four sons,
but
those two were with the company.
Running the company. Okay,
the other ones just sat on a beach and counted money.
Which one was in a plane crash? Look that up for me, because that's the guy I think of when I think of the Koch brothers. To me, he seems. I want to think.
David.
And is he alive or dead? Now you got to go back.
I got to
see
which one's dead.
Which one died? And how long ago did the one who died die?
David died. So
No! It was David? Oh, no. He survived that plane crash and then he died. I, for some reason, thought it was the other brother.
Charles.
David seemed younger to
Charles
me.
Charles is still alive.
Yeah. Old Chucky.
Old Charles.
Yep.
Yeah. I support a lot of his endeavors. Uses paper towels. I read some articles that I'm pretty sure he's funding. listen, cast. I'm pretty sure he's funding. Anyhow, moving on. It looks like Trump is probably going to be the candidate. So, obviously, the media can't help but do what they do. This is not unusual to say, where are they polling? And Trump is ahead. I thought it was weird, too, that they said, Trump is polling right now nationwide at 48% with Biden at 43%. Head to head, that's where they are, 48 to 43. And they said that's that will be another tight race because it's well within the margin of error. What is the margin of error? I thought margin of error was like 3%.
Sometimes they say up to 5.
Okay. So that's still, though, 48 43. If you don't like Trump, I'm guessing you don't like those polls. And it seems to have been growing. Instead of going down, it's been growing over the last year. It's like when they first did these polls, if they were to have a rematch, who do you vote for? And Biden was winning all those network polls. And then it kept getting closer. And you're like, what is making
it
closer?
Exactly how it works. We used to do music research with the company that does those polls. Mm-hmm. They moved into doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, and maybe you guys know this, I thought it was interesting, though. He would say, even with the music surveys and stuff and the political stuff, that variance, that 5% variance or whatever they say, if it's a 3% variance or a 6%, that's both ways for both people.
Yeah.
Which I always thought it was like, hey, it's 48, 43. That means it could be 49, 43, right? That's
6%. I get what you're saying,
But it could be 36, 54.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like what you say is 6% variance, that's on both sides.
Right.
Either way.
That's why I was.
So that gets into like, you know, it could be 49-43 Biden.
Right.
Or it could be 54-36 Trump. And I always thought, well, you know, because when you say a 3% variance, that's a big deal. But 6 points each way is, you know, that's even bigger.
Yeah, that's how it was explained to me. If it's within a certain, it depends on the number of people polled. The number of people polled play into it. And then once you, and I don't remember what that number was, but that they said when they do the margin of error and it's this many people or fewer, which I think almost every poll usually is, there's some that are higher, but it's rare. Then they say it could literally be flipped, right? Yes. And so that's your margin of error.
But not only flipped, but it could make it more drastic, which I never realized. I never realized that margin of error could be, so Biden's got 43%.
In this one, yeah.
It could actually be 37, which.
It goes either way.
Right. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many of the, you know, people that say.
And he said that they'll get closer. You know, like the candidates will know. Like they can dig down.
Well, what worries me, though, is if you do a poll head to head right now and you're asking, hey, head to head, hypothetical here, who'd you vote for? What I'm worried about is that there's a lot of people who are not going to vote because they're not fans of Trump, but they don't think Biden, you know, they voted for Biden before, but they don't think he should be president again, so they're just not going to vote.
Yeah, and someone said that it's Biden's biggest battle isn't Trump, it's people staying home. And
exactly.
Not
that's what worries me because, you know, that was a close race last
which
time.
Which was, you know, Trump's problem.
How so?
The first, when he lost to Biden, they think that there was a 1% of people who had voted for him before who stayed home. We're like, you know what? I held my nose the first time. I'm not going to do it again. And it wasn't a huge amount of people, but it was enough. The fear is that those people, that number will now switch to the Biden side. We're like, I held my nose before and voted for Biden. I'm not going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And now that whole election just flips the other way.
Does each candidate usually that?
Right. It's certainly possible.
Right, yeah. I mean, I read that the other day, that's what they're afraid of, is that, you know, Trump last time could really get his base going, and they know that. And they know the Democrats are going to come out for Biden, but that small percentage of people who are like, I don't love Biden, but I'll vote for him because I don't want Trump to win again, those people may not do it. And so they'll vote for Trump, they'll just stay home, and they stayed home for Trump the last time. They didn't come out.
And there were people who voted against Trump, people who aren't necessarily consistent voters. And they're like, I'm going to go. You're right. Okay, you're going to drive me to the place. All right, I'll do it because I hate Trump.
And we talk about it, people
are
like, who doesn't know? Who's, you know, who are these people who don't know?
Right.
It's 1% of the people, but that's enough.
That's
because
enough.
There's 49 and 40, we're split.
Mm-hmm.
There's 49 and 49 who know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, right? There's 1-2% out there who are like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Michigan.
Who'd you vote for in the past? I voted for Obama twice and Trump once. Like,
I think Michigan could go for Trump.
Why'd you do that?
Right.
I liked them.
Yep, they say they do. And you know, we try and view people with an open mind, but you can't. You're always putting it under the lens of how you perceive the world, and you
and
forget.
And sometimes, you know, it's not even like, you know, we want to say those people aren't educated or they're dumb, but that's not true either.
No.
I know my mom voted for Bush, then Obama. And then, and Hillary and Trump, and she was a Republican like my whole life. My dad grew up Republican. My dad then voted for Hillary. My mom didn't like either one of them and voted in and wrote in Bernie.
Hmm.
I'm like, what
that's
made you? I was
different.
Like, why'd you write in Bernie?
Like, girl.
That is what.
Right.
You've never talked.
Not
she's
a neocon.
Like, I liked what he had to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, for whatever reason, she listened to him and hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Almost like, yeah. So that doesn't make them dumb or uneducated. It can
makes
also
them
make them like, yeah, I don't. Can, I, whoever I listen to, and they start making sense to me, that's who I'll vote for. And whatever your tag on them doesn't matter to me.
Their heels aren't dug in, and so a good populist message works. Populism didn't only have to be bad, by the way. Populism, you know, it's just a message that gets across.
Yeah, Bernie and Trump are both populists.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so if
that vastly different messages
resonated with your mom, and my mom, you know, she might vote for somebody. She could have voted for Bernie. I'd be like, but mom, but you voted for, you know, George W. Bush, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't even
and
think like that. She'd go, oh, well, I don't even think that. Oh, he's really
my
far
mom
left.
My voted for Bush twice and voted for Obama twice.
Right. So
no, I remember my mom voted for Bush the second time. I'm like, why did you do that?
I know, the
she's
second
like,
time. What are you
she's
doing?
She's like, well, I think he was wrong, but we can't change now.
That was
almost basically like it was a sunken fallacy thing, right?
The whole campaign
it really was.
We can't turn back now.
Right, now we're here.
That was like literally the campaign.
And
message.
Really, you know, for whatever reason, struck a chord with her. Like
a lot of people, they're like, we're in a war. We got to stick with this guy. I'm like, okay, all right, we'll take a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Church of Laszlo. Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll.
Well, spring break we were talking about.
And yeah, I got to figure out a place to go now.
Yeah, and when you think spring break, where do you think? Where do people go for spring
Florida?
Break? Florida, right?
Cancun.
Florida,
Cancun. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if you got a little extra money, you go to the Caribbean.
San Pedro
But
Island.
Florida, people think about Florida. That's the one. And in the last few years, we've seen more and more and more videos of what looks like chaos during spring break. Yeah. I mean, it kind of we had the whole COVID thing, and they interviewed students on the beach, and like, oh, I can't get COVID, whatever, and everyone thought that was really funny. And then it started to become like, now they're flipping cars over. Now they're fighting with police. Now there's been a shooting, right? And you just see these videos from social media and sometimes from the media of massive crowds of people looking like they're about to trample one another with police trying to catch suspects. It just looks like chaos. And look, there's always been a lot of people that flock to South Florida for spring break.
Sure.
But they act like this stuff is not a problem that they ran into as often. And I believe it because I don't remember seeing that stuff as often. I just remember seeing there's a lot of kids. Maybe you had some kids that were underage. They were intoxicated. Right. A lot of beer bong, stuff
and
then, like that.
You know, every couple of years, some kids would fall off a balcony.
Something like that. Yeah. Exactly. That's what you're used to. But it just became this like kind of mass chaos. So South Florida said,
"What a way to go, man!
To fall off a balcony drunk
for spring break." I mean, your parents and everything. Happens and it's a tragedy, and I get it. But what a wasted life!
I know.
Like and you know whatever. I mean, it happens and stuff. But you're like, man, you went like all through high school.
You survived.
You got to a senior year. You survived. You must have some friends.
You're
and then you just fall off a balcony? Like, you went through the hardest part. It's like quitting football after 2-a-days.
Yep.
Like, you literally got to the part to where
you studied
maybe
for
you
a
go
test
to college and start meeting different people and hanging out with people you like, and you died falling off a balcony.
Yep.
It's like, God damn it.
I know.
That sucks.
It really sucks. Yep. It's like getting...
And it's not like, I mean, being murdered is tragic, but at least you're like... You're murdered. That's horrifying.
Right. Now we're going to go look for justice and all those things. Yeah. Right.
That's like you did a couple beer bongs and tripped.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So then you're like, was the balcony too low? You know what I mean? What do you do? No, it's just over.
That sucks.
That's it. They fell. I mean, you were worried about your kid at spring break, but you were more worried about them getting arrested
or DUI or DUI. Car accident.
Yeah, that could be just on the travels down there, travels back, but the falling off a balcony. Well, anyway, South Florida says, we don't want you down here anymore. And we're going to make it a very inhospitable. Is it inhospitable?
Do people go to South Florida a lot?
Yeah, so Miami's become a huge.
Because for me, it was always the panhandle.
Well, like, I felt like Daytona was Pensacola, the spot. Daytona was the beach, right? Yeah. That was the spring break beach. I feel like it started there. I think I saw something not that long ago where they were talking about the history of spring break and that it started
Daytona,
in Daytona.
That was it.
I think it started
Daytona Beach.
But yeah, Miami's gotten really popular now for spring break, and that's where you see a lot of these videos coming from. And they are literally running commercials.
Miami doesn't feel like it would be a good...
I know.
It feels like it would be a bad spring break. So, I mean, it's a great... I've been there a million times in my life. I lived in Key West.
Cool city.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the hotels are expensive.
Exactly.
The partying's expensive. The cops are legit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you just... And just rolling into a nightclub in Miami, you don't get in.
Right.
I mean, these are... You know, champagne tables you got to pay for. You know what I mean? Like, right. You just don't roll into clubs in Miami.
I know.
Dressed like me and you in sluts, t-shirts, and shorts, and flip-flops. They're like, okay, no. That's why Daytona was good. There's a bunch of dive bars, liquor stores that'll sell to underage kids. You can get a hotel room, put 12 people in there for $40 a night. Like, that was the plan. Miami feels like that's a pricey place to go party.
And yeah, you would think that already there'd be enough reasons to not go there. But for whatever reason, it became really popular. Yeah. And Miami's sick of it. They're done with it. So they're running these ads on TV saying, hey, don't come here. I've seen tons of social media videos of people from last year. They're at spring break and they're like, just don't come down here. It sucks. The cops are cracking down on everything. Yeah. They're putting in curfews. They're doing DUI checkpoints. All these things that these kids are hoping wouldn't happen at a spring break destination. And Miami's like,
it's pretty to make it inhospitable.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really it is. You just have cops start arresting kids for drunk and disorderly, drink, minor in possession, put them in jail. Do that 2 years in a row and
suddenly
they'll find somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You plan on coming to Miami Beach for spring break? Don't do it. All of the streets are blocked down here. Do not come down here.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
You can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking.
All of it coming after violence parking. And bad behavior marred the last few years.
$100 parking. I mean, it is easy enough
Miami
to deter
not
them.
Wanting kids there.
Of course.
I mean,
it's weird
like,
that they ever came.
Like, hey, this is...
It was already sort of set up to deter them, I would
think,
and like
this
you said.
Is the people who live here have a ton of money, and they party a lot. And then if you want to go a little bit to Lauderdale or Pompano, they're from New York City and Connecticut, and they're old Jewish people, and they have a ton of money. We're good. We don't need you from Ohio showing up here in cutoffs, pissing in the beach. Yep. That ain't what we do. You want that? Go to Daytona.
Yes.
I'm being honest. Like, and Daytona, I felt like, was like, yes.
Yes, this is how we make our money for the year.
We love it.
Right. And I'm sure stress
we already do the Daytona 500.
Right.
We're ready for it, baby.
Yes, yes. Miami just seems like, for spring break in Miami, seems like going camping in New York City. It's the wrong place, you know? It's not designed for
it. It has sun, but that's it.
Exactly. No, don't go there. And when you think, how would you deter people? Because you would think that they would have already been deterred for the reasons you laid out. But $100 parking, curfews, all that stuff, easy enough. Boom.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Because they don't have the money to do that, right?
No.
Most of these kids, I don't know about most, I would think a lot of them are driving. The ones that are flying, they're still on tight budgets. You know, they're high school kids.
Right. You don't have the budget.
We didn't do, I don't remember any of my friends doing any type of spring break travel at all.
Either.
I think I thought when I was a kid that spring break was, is it bigger for college students or high school seniors?
It seemed like it was bigger for college.
I think it's
watching MTV spring break when that was a thing.
Those were
college
adults.
Kids.
Yeah, they were college kids, right? But I know, I guess in high school, they started saying, hey, where are you going for spring break? Those were the companies trying to get us to go places. And I was like,
we're not
in college. But, learn more about, like, Daytona and stuff. And I think those were a lot of high school kids that went down there for spring break. I don't remember anybody doing it in my high school.
All my friends went year after year.
You know, it could have just been our year that we graduated. It could be that we lived in Kansas City. I don't know, but I don't remember people going anywhere in high school. Now, they might have gone, like, for senior trips, there were senior trips that people took. We're going to, you know, we graduated and we're going to Mexico or whatever. And I remember that. My girlfriend went somewhere. I went somewhere. People did go places for their senior trip. But for spring breaks, I don't remember anybody actually going anywhere. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if that's still the case or not. Could be that we were just all broke. Speaking of Florida, the University of Florida.
Or you have more money.
Huh?
Sounds to me like you have more money. You weren't jumping in a car with eight other guys driving to Daytona.
Right.
It sounds to me like you were going to
it's
Germany
just weird that
for
nobody,
a senior trip.
Nobody was doing it, you know? I don't know. University of Florida has now said they're done with DEI. For those who haven't been watching the news in the last few years, diversity, equity, and inclusion, Meatball Ron, not a fan. Republicans in general, not a fan. I guess a lot of people maybe not fans of DEI. It's been pretty polarizing. University of Florida says we're no longer going to do it anymore. We're cutting the jobs and we're cutting the funding. This all comes after the state and Ron DeSantis had said that they were going to withhold certain federal or state funds from these universities, these public universities that spent money on DEI. Some other schools, smaller schools, had already done this, but University of Florida doing it is a pretty big deal.
The University of Florida slashing all diversity, equity, and inclusion roles across campus.
Quite disappointed by it. I think that the university administration has let us down in this regard.
The school announcing it will reallocate the $5 million initially used for DEI expenses, adding it will also eliminate roughly 30 jobs. All of this comes nearly a year after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning Florida's public universities from spending federal and state money on DEI initiatives. DeSantis tweeting, Florida is where DEI goes to die.
DeSantis tweets, Florida is where diversity, equity, and inclusion goes to die.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, taken out of context, if you just saw that, if you had a time machine and showed that to someone 10 years ago, it'd be pretty confusing. It still is, I'm sure, kind of confusing to some people. Why would a governor say, my state is the place where diversity, equity, and inclusion comes to die? But it's specifically the money being allocated and spent on college campuses. And I guess, you know, in any schools, they don't like it. They don't like it anywhere. They don't like it in the workplaces. They complain about that. Feels like it started with white fragility and critical race theory.
Right.
Then after what, you know, once we had white fragility and companies talking about white fragility, they started calling everything critical race theory. They shortened it to CRT. Republicans started, I don't know if they were actually elected officials. I think most of them were talking heads on the radio, on television, started telling people that they needed to go to school board meetings. How many years now have we seen all these school board meetings that are crammed with people? A school board meeting should be boring and should have like 10 people in it, right? That's what they had been my entire life. And then within the last 3 or 4 years, every school board meeting is making national news because there's people in there punching each other in the throat and waiting in these long lines to get up and talk about CRT or DEI. My sister-in-law is a teacher, and she talks about how bad the school board meetings are. She's like, whatever you've seen on the news and you think it's bad, it's worse.
Really?
Like it's so much worse. It's complete chaos. Each school board meeting is totally packed with people, and they're all angry. And you can tell each time, you can kind of trace it back, who sent this mob, because they all have this one thing that they're focused on, and they know, okay, well, this was this one person on cable news or local radio that said this was happening at the school. Of course, you know, this shouldn't be surprising. Most of this stuff is taken totally out of context,
right,
or isn't happening at all. But these people are being led to believe that it is, and suddenly a lot of these people don't even have kids in the school. That's what I think is crazy. You see these old people who are coming to these school board meetings who are screaming and yelling at the school board, and like, do you have kids in the school district? Well, no. But they're just angry because they've been worked up by cable news. It's a weird time.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you do whatever you got to do to make money, and getting people pissed off made cable news a lot of money on both sides.
For sure.
I don't see them stopping that anytime soon.
No.
Why would they?
No.
How the hell else are they going to make money?
Facebook and cable news
like
made a living off.
I think it's Norm Macdonald said there really isn't 24 hours worth of news to discuss. You know, it used to be you get a half hour at night. I think he said that was about right. There's about a half hour of news in a day you can cover. So when you got to do something for 24 hours, it was tough to fill all those hours. And when they realized, hey, making people angry, that gets people back and gets people watching. How do we make them angry? And then, of course, it was just a race to the bottom, right? From both sides.
Race to your bottom.
Watching Trump, when Trump was in office.
I could do it all day, baby, all day.
Nice.
All day.
Cable news when Trump was in office
AD
was
all day.
Unwatchable. I haven't watched cable news since. I don't.
Oh man, they just
it was nonstop.
They just made so much.
I never
money
thought
off
of them. CNN as being a hyper partisan network at
no,
all. And when Trump started going after them, I was like, why are you going after them? Go after MSNBC. CNN's just like the boring kind of
cable
news. Yeah,
they were
like
the C-SPAN of news.
Yeah, it's Ted Turner, just regular
right,
news.
MSNBC on this side.
Go
Fox
to MSNBC.
On this side.
But he started going after CNN, and it felt like they just became what he accused them of being immediately.
Right. Immediately.
Immediately. They were all very defensive and like, F you, Trump. You're an idiot and a loser, right, and here's why. And it was all day long. I was like, whoa. You had Don Lemon and all these people just going after Trump,
and
they realized
that wrestling gift to CNN employees.
That was like within his first week
that was
in
the
office,
president.
Right? Right.
Like, what are we doing?
I know. I remember being at the lake, and I was like, oh my God.
Because they were losing.
God. Right, exactly. Well, and they realized this is working. Holy crap.
Right,
people
we're
are
losing.
Watching. The president
and
tweeted a
now
gift.
We're getting accused of it, and we're losing.
And people are looking at it.
At that point, you lean into it.
Yeah.
Lean forward.
And yeah. people and
so
people
if I'm getting accused of it, I'm not doing it. I'm getting accused of it, and I'm losing.
If I'm being punished for something I'm not doing, I might as well do it.
Might as well do it
exactly.
and get the ratings.
Exactly.
Right. And that worked.
And people, if people are tuning, if people are tuning in to check on us to see how we're going to respond to this, mm-hmm. well, then let's respond. Because if we're just talking about El Nino again, then people mm-hmm. are just going to tune right back out. So
I mean, Facebook figured out like what keeps people on the website is outrage. It's getting them to comment.
Yes,
it's
anger.
Getting them anger.
Anger.
And that's mm-hmm. all cable news did.
Yeah. What was the name of Taibbi's book? Hate Inc. Right.
Hate Inc.
Yeah. I mean that's it. It kind of feels like that's where
anger.
We are.
Keeps your attention.
I mean, you have kids in school. I don't know if you've. Had to go to a school board meeting. I never heard you talking about going to a school board meeting. You may end up having to go to a school. Well, your kid goes to private school.
He does.
So you probably won't even have to worry about it. You know, I used to be so anti-homeschooling and private schooling, mm-hmm. and now that I'm older, I'm just like, oof, glad your kid goes to a private school.
Yeah.
Hopefully you won't have to worry about
yeah,
any of this
I
stuff.
Grew up, you know, I've always thought I would go to public school, but now that he's in one, I really
yeah.
like it. Yeah.
Seems pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, so over the weekend, everyone mm-hmm. was talking about a movie. I mean, whether you saw it or not, you couldn't get away from it. It was the movie of the weekend. It exceeded a lot of people's expectations. I would say in some ways maybe it was polarizing because some people disliked it.
Well, you know what? I only went on Twitter and just saw people like, this sucks. Because after you watch a movie, especially one like that, I'm like, man, I really like that.
Well, my brother said he loved it.
But as I'm watching it, I'm like, it's one of those where you're like, I think people might really hate this. I like it, but I think people... So you go, I go on X or whatever, and I'm like, you know, type in Spaceman Sandler, and people are just like, what a giant waste of time. It was horrible. But, I, you know, hey, maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I'm not smart enough, but I thought it was great.
Well,
I thought visually it was stunning. I thought there were some things where I was like, okay, it's a little odd. Like, you know what I mean? But other than that... Like, he's a Czechoslovakian spaceman, and I'm like, man, for a guy who was born in Czechoslovakia to a communist dad, he sure sounds like Adam Sandler.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, and I know that there's a book about it, and I was like...
Oh, it's based on a book. Oh, I knew that.
It is based on a book.
It says it's
a spaceman, bohemian or whatever, the bohemian spaceman. But I was like, well, they could have just made him an American. But, you know, whatever. So... With the exception of that, and his wife is in, you know, they're all Czechoslovakian, and they sound like Adam Sandler, right? But other than that, I thought it was great.
Well, Snoke's
and maybe somebody could just tell me, maybe somebody else could tell me, well, he sounded like this because, and maybe I just missed that. Maybe he was an American who lived there. I don't, you know what I mean?
Or is it one of those movies where they're doing, you know, it's like, hey, this is a movie about the Nazis, but it stars Tom Cruise and a bunch of other Americans, and you're just supposed to believe, okay, we know they're actually all speaking German to one another, and is that what they're doing?
Well, they say he's like a Czechoslovakian cosmonaut.
Right.
But everybody's speaking English.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. It's
what?
Like one of... Well, there's been lots of movies that they make where it's like...
Like Valkyrie with
like
Tom Cruise.
Valkyrie
oh,
with Tom
right,
Cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the one with... I can't think of his name, of course. The British guy. I think it was a British guy. Where they're the Russians fighting in World War II. There's a lot of those World War II movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it's like, obviously, they're all speaking English and they're all Russian soldiers.
Yeah.
But you're just supposed to understand, obviously, they
there's
would be speaking...
nobody in the movie who doesn't speak perfect English.
Right.
So there's no, like, even, like, secondary person who's speaking
right.
with some sort of Euro.
Because that would distract you then, right? Now it's taken away from the continuity.
I mean, it would have been weird for Sandler to try it.
Right.
But I just thought they could have gotten rid of that part.
I feel like they do
Canadian cosmonauts.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they do that, and then...
sometimes what they'll do is an accent, right? You'll have everybody speaking English.
That's usually
and
it.
And so they'll talk like this. But then other times, like, let's just go no accent, and everyone just knows that they're supposed to be speaking this language, because obviously that
I guess I haven't
people,
seen many of those.
People
I usually
speak in English.
The ones I see, they're usually, and I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying maybe I haven't seen it.
Like Hunt for Red October, with Sean Connery supposed to be Russian, and everyone on his crew is Russian, but they're all speaking English. You know, it's usually I'm going mostly war movies, I guess. But I know it's been. I haven't seen Space Man yet, but
I mean that's it. I mean, you nailed it because they certainly all speak. They sound like Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
And he's like the Czechoslovakian cosmonaut. And I kept thinking to myself, like, is he really Czechoslovakian? Like, you know what I mean? What's going on here?
Right.
But, okay.
And then Snowcone, one of your favorite actors, is in it. I think you've said one of your favorite actors. Paul Dano,
oh,
I think,
I
is the co-star.
Paul Dano's in it.
Love it.
Paul Dano's voice.
It's his voice.
Okay.
But that's, you know.
Oh, I love Paul. I've watched
cool
anything
voice.
He's in.
Something. I'd say it's probably, he's probably in it more than he was in The Batman, right?
I mean, his voice is a major star. There's only
there's only two things in it. Yeah, and Carey Mulligan
play like Hal from 2001. Like
he's the spider.
He's a
have
giant
you not
spider.
Seen the trailer?
No.
Oh, you haven't even seen the trailer?
He's a giant alien
trailer.
Spider.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's on the spaceship. Well, Laszlo can tell you he's seen it.
Well, I mean that's it.
He's in deep space. He's been there for 6 months, right?
And yeah, and he's got a year. He's supposed to be there for a year, and they're going into you know like the sky had turned purple.
Okay.
They're going in to check out the purple sky.
Sure.
Which, you know, I'm not a big sci-fi guy, but they didn't make it that much.
Comedy? Or?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not
it's
at
one
all.
Of his serious I like serious Sandler.
Yeah. And
Punch-Drunk Love's great.
The spider shows up and you can tell that he's sad and depressed, and the spider's an alien from a different planet.
Okay.
And it's Paul Dano, and they end up talking to each other. You don't know if the spider is real.
Right.
If the spider is something he's made up in his mind because he's been on the spaceship for 6 months. And his wife is divorcing him while he's on the spaceship. So I haven't spoiled anything for you. All that's pretty
that's,
quick.
That's, I mean, the movie.
And most of
gather,
it's in the
it's
promo.
It's about
yeah.
his relationship with his wife, right? That's the
and,
thing.
Yes, and the spider.
Well, of course, but that's what yes. this the crux of it is that the spider's trying to help him with the his life his problems with his wife. Yes, no.
His life.
Okay, just in general.
It's almost like the spider is a therapist.
Okay,
and it includes his dad. And it includes his childhood, and it certainly is leading into his relationship with his wife and why that went bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's not all like I'm gonna. It's not. He's not a marriage counselor. He's the spider is a long term psychiatrist or psychologist. I guess
where
he's
would,
not giving him medication.
Yeah. Where would you rank it in Adam Sandler's? Do you think it's a top five movie? Do you think it's a top
boy,
10
I'd have
movie?
To look through all Sandler's movies.
Well,
that's
here I'll tell you what USA Today.
It's not Uncut Gems.
I'll tell you what they say is 15 best, and you can tell me where you cram it in here. Okay?
Uncut Gems, I think, is his best.
I think Uncut Gems and Punch Drunk Love are my favorite.
Okay.
I would.
I mean,
go...
Punch Drunk Love is good.
But I mean, again, I like Serious Sandler.
Me too.
I'm not a huge fan of the comedy, but.
I love his comedy.
I grew up watching, you know, Big Daddy.
But I think Big Daddy's great. I think the basketball one he did is fantastic.
It's a good movie.
I think that's like on par with a lesser Rocky. Like, it's a great
it's
sports
it's
movie.
It's just a certain style of humor that you have to
Well, the basketball get. Movie's serious.
That one's serious.
Well, yeah, but his comedies are like a style of humor that you
yeah, junior
get
high.
Or you don't.
Yeah.
You either went to junior high or you didn't, you know? I think Happy Gilmore's his best. Probably put Billy Madison
yeah,
second.
Yeah, those two are close.
You like Big Daddy. Big Daddy,
Big Daddy's
see,
third.
Big Daddy to me isn't where I would disagree with you guys, not to get into, I mean, we are apparently going to get into the niceties of Adam Sandler as a
USA
thespian.
Did it. USA
right,
did it.
But, see, I think that comedy's not Billy Madison comedy.
That's, which one, Big Daddy?
Yeah, that's more of an adult, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's not funny voices as much.
Right,
does.
It's like, hey, this it's a comedy, but it's more of a romantic comedy. He does a great job in that.
Normal comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's more serious in that.
Starting to grow up at that point.
Yeah,
I agree,
and it was good.
So this is what USA Today says are his top 15
It's not the same
movies.
As Little Nicky.
The Bar Mitzvah one was good with his kids.
Bat Mitzvah one. These are the
hey,
top 15.
Don't correct 15. Me. I'm the Jew, okay?
I think it's in the name.
Right. How are you going to correct the Jew?
Number 15, Murder Mystery.
By the way, not everybody likes to be credited. I just covered you last week. Was
it's called Bat Mitzvah.
Remember?
You're not invited to my Bat Mitzvah.
Mm-mm.
When you corrected him
oh,
over something,
yeah,
I said,
yeah,
move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Go on.
Number 15, Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston.
That's what?
Murder Mystery with Jennifer
what number?
Aniston. Number 15.
Oh, okay.
San
I thought
Bernardino.
It was number one.
That's what it was.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Number 14, Happy Gilmore. I was done with this list. when I got to number 14. I was like, okay,
Happy
well,
Gilmore is good for sure.
Number 14. Number 13, anger management. To say that anger management is better than Happy Gilmore is so ridiculous and absurd, I can't believe it.
That's the Jack Nicholson one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's good, but it's a travesty.
They've got
it's not better than Happy Gilmore.
Like, have they even watched these movies? Number 12, 51st Dates.
Actually, yeah, that's a good movie.
That might be my brother's like all-time favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
It is good.
Number 11, Airheads.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Forget about Airheads.
But that's
right?
not too, really...
Because it's Brendan Fraser, yeah, but he's good in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not necessarily an Adam Sandler movie. It's a movie Adam Sandler's in.
He's
yeah.
good in it, though.
Number 10, Leo, which is the animated one with...
I don't think I saw it.
I didn't see it either, but lizard? I think it's... Yeah, where they're like in the classroom. Yeah, I did see part of it, actually. Who else is in it? Well, I guess it's all of his normal friends. Number 9, The Waterboy.
The People Waterboy's love that, great. Right? That is great.
Waterboy's great.
I don't know how to say number 8. I've never known how to say it. It's the one with Ben Stiller. It's the Meyerowitz stories. Meyerowitz stories?
I don't know.
2017. I've I saw the trailer
it.
For it. Writer, director, blah, blah, blah.
Meyerowitz? I'm
it's a dramedy that
tonight.
Casts Sandler and Ben Stiller as estranged half-brothers who reunite for an art retrospective for their aging sculptor dad, Dustin Hoffman.
A oh, lifetime of dysfunction. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you've
yes,
seen
yes,
the trailers,
saw,
I'm sure.
I saw.
Okay, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Number 7.
And then tell me they're going to put the cobbler in there.
Number 7, Spaceman.
There's no cobbler?
We're not done with the list yet.
Cobbler. With Dustin Hoffman, you
there's a lot
me?
Of movies we haven't done yet. Spaceman, number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, You Are Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah.
Yep.
Number 5, Funny People. They got Funny
oh,
People.
I really like Funny People.
Funny People is great.
I really like that movie. That's serious Sandler, too.
Number 4, The Wedding Singer. Oh, that's my brother's favorite movie, The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer
number
is
4.
Good.
I would put that in the top 5 for sure. Number 3, Hustle, your basketball movie.
I love
also.
That movie.
I mean, I did not expect them, honestly, to put it that high. Not that it doesn't
it's
deserve
great.
To be.
I think it's great.
But you had said it, and then there it
Do
is.
Do you not like it?
No, I liked it. I did like it. Number 2, Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love, and number 1's Uncut Gems.
Number
like
1, Uncut Gems. There you go. No Click.
Funny People, man.
I can't believe No Click. People loved Click.
I loved Click.
Because he's playing himself in Funny People. But he's playing a version of himself.
A depressed
but,
version of
but
himself.
But depressed
yeah.
Adam. He's in these stupid movies that, you know.
Was he dying of cancer?
So,
yeah.
That's so good, though.
I love that movie.
I need to. There's got to be others that are in there.
Well, this
yeah,
is
Poncho
only 15.
Said Rain Over Me. That was the 9/11 one.
Yeah.
That's a serious
yeah,
one.
That was
that's
a
great
one
movie.
That's
a great movie. When he's on the scooter.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Pretenders behind him.
Yeah, what's great. That guy's that's name it. That he did that with? That guy's famous. He's done other stuff. I can't think. But yeah, that's
that
our
might,
short list of his serious ones.
Boy.
Yeah, his serious ones are great, man.
But he's doing more
be.
And more of them.
I know.
Spaceman
needs to.
Being one, so.
Let me see.
But you already said on Friday you figured that Uncut Gems would be number
be
one or Punch Drunk Love. I said either that or Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, those are the two.
And they ended up coming in at 1 and 2.
Yeah. Hmm.
But the fact, honestly, I thought that,
I feel like
the,
stuff we're
that Hustle
out.
Made it
mm-hmm.
number 3.
Because
mm-hmm. Laszlo said he would put it up there.
I watched the Spaceman one. I mean, it's the top 10, you said. And that's serious.
You'll watch Spaceman, but you won't watch Dune after I've told
you. I told you I'd watch Dune.
Oh, okay.
Let me look. I'm still looking. There's some more here.
I still have 7 hours.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Billy Madison's
the Waterboy, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I'm skipping some here.
List.
Deuce Bigelow.
Most
Punch
of those
Drunk
are
Love. Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
I like that.
Mr.
The Hot Chick.
Yeah.
What was
I thought that was
Rob
Schneider.
And so was Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah,
did he produce it or something?
He must
I guess
have. It's probably here. Happy Madison
I'm sure
Productions.
It's his production,
and he's
yeah.
probably
51st Date, Spanglish, The Longest Yard. Oh, no.
Spanglish.
No, it's a remake. So. The Benchwarmers. I love that movie.
Laszlo loves The Benchwarmers.
You don't like The Benchwarmers?
I was a little disappointed. Hey, you
oh,
know I love
does.
David Spade.
He plays the pothead and the hot chick. You can put your weed
I've
in there.
I've never seen The Hot Chick.
That's
never
right.
been around. Rain
Rain Over Me.
Thank you, Poncho.
Never saw, I don't think, any of Rob Schneider's movies. I saw part of Deuce Bigelow
mm-hmm.
at a friend's house, but I don't think I've ever seen any of his movies, you know, that he starred in all the way through.
Grown Ups?
Not missing out.
Oh, yeah, Grown Ups. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of those didn't make the list. But, I mean,
that's
for
my
the
boy.
Most part.
You don't like That's My Boy?
That's My Boy was good.
Yeah.
What was the one where his kid's getting married?
Grown Ups
to
too?
Chris Rock's kid. It's one of the more recent Netflix ones. I really liked that one.
The Cobbler.
I can't. He has
Pixels.
A kid who's getting married.
You guys are like Pixels. Brother, I love that
my
movie.
My brother likes that movie too.
I love that too. You don't like it?
I never saw it. I was told.
Oh, it's good. Sandy Wexler.
I've heard otherwise.
Sandy Wexler.
Sandy Wexler's cool. That's a
swim. It's called The Week Of.
The Week Of. Yeah,
yeah.
I kind of like
With
that.
With Eddie
movie.
Murphy? That's not very.
The Week Of?
Yeah.
That's got Eddie Murphy?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is the one. Yeah, it's got Chris Rock in it, and he's getting his kid's getting married. Yeah. I kind of liked it. It's not very old. You know, he was putting out those Netflix movies like once a year.
We got that huge-ass contract.
Hubie Halloween. It's the greatest Halloween movie of all time.
It's so good. That honestly should have made the top 15. I think I could have moved some of these around. I haven't seen all of them, but the Hubie thing should have done it. We're out of time?
Yep.
For the whole goddamn show?
That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll be damned.
Well, good show, Sandy Wexler. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.